Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudill. We got a very special presentation happening in Stratford for December 29th. Joining us on the phone line is comedy legend Mike Bullard, and Mike is coming to town. Good morning, Mike.
Morning, Jamie. I hate that word. It sounds like it's over.
No, you're still going strong, Mike. Absolutely. So you're going to be doing a show in Stratford coming up.
Yeah, you know, I haven't been there in about 15 years. I'm really excited about it.
Is that right? You were here in Stratford 15 years ago. Were you doing a show, or what was going on?
In the theater, I can't remember who it was for. It was a corporate, but I had a great time. It's always a nice town to be in.
Now, we're thrilled that you're going to be back in town. So you're going to be playing The Bunker Performance Lounge and Cafe, and we can say this will be an intimate gathering.
I'm very excited to play a place that Hitler killed himself in.
Stop, Mike. No. This is a great spot, The Bunker Performance Lounge and Cafe. And it's described as a cabaret-style stand-up comedy night. So what does that mean?
I guess I have to strip. I don't know. I think it's... I don't know why they put the word cabaret in there. I think it means round tables.
Fair enough. Or you have to sing songs from the show Cabaret.
Minnelli.
There you go. And you're performing with someone, is that right?
Yeah, Gilson Lubin. He's a good friend of mine. He's a great comic. I love being with him.
All right. So this is going to be for two shows at The Bunker for December 29th. That's a 7:30 p.m. show and a 9:30 p.m. show. And for you, Mike, I'm always fascinated for comics that can do two or three shows in a night. That must be exhausting.
Yeah, you know, normally you don't see it. It doesn't happen anymore post-COVID. It's usually one show. It's a really small place, though, and I guess they're trying to cram as many people in as they can. That's why they got to do two shows.
Fair enough. And, of course, you know, you're going to be drawing folks from far and wide. So, again, we'll pass along the details how you can get your tickets for this great get-together featuring Mike Bullard. It's going to be December 29th at The Bunker, and that's located at 104 Wellington Street, Stratford. And, Mike, we've got the holidays coming up. What are the holidays like for you at the Bullard household?
Anymore. Thanks for reminding. There's a Bullard household, but my ex-wife owns it.
Okay. So what are the holidays like for you?
Good. It's I always like Christmas. And I'll spend it. My aunts, my parents are gone, but I'll spend it with my aunts. They're in their 80s. And then I'll go to my girlfriend's house. I hope she doesn't hear it because sounds like I put her in the wrong order.
We'll try to switch that around. Mike, how many folks do you get coming up to you and saying they miss the talk show that you did?
You know, I'm happy to say every day. The one I hate to hear is when a 35-year-old attractive woman comes up to me and says, "My dad loved your show."
Well, that opens up the conversation right there.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm surprised. It happens all the time.
Yeah, it was a great, great talk show. We certainly miss it. And it's going to be great to see you back in town again. And, Mike, we should also, while we have you on the phone lines, spotlight your humanitarian efforts. You do a lot for our communities and worldwide. Do I understand you were in Ukraine fairly recently? Is that right?
Yeah, I got back last February. I was there for 5 months.
Oh, my gosh. I can't even imagine the experience that you had over there.
World War II and a half. My uncles were World War II heroes, and I grew up hearing their stories. And it's the only thing that prepared me for what I saw. It's unbelievable. It's still going on. I'm still in touch with people who are there.
And you were doing some humanitarian work over there?
Yeah, I did about 8,000 miles in a Red Cross vehicle, bringing food and medicine. And I got to thank a lot of people, including people in Stratford, because there's a lot of corruption because it's a war, you know, black market, all that jazz. And I was getting Christmas presents for kids in villages, and people sent me money, and I wouldn't have been able to do it. I bought thousands of dollars worth of presents and brought them to kids. In a way, it was a very depressing Christmas Day, but in other ways, it was it touched me because I couldn't believe these kids. I mean, they were in villages with no water, no power, and you could tell their mothers were washing them every day with bottled water. The kids were spotlessly clean, and you handed them, like, something that was worth, I don't know, I'll tell you, Canadian kids could learn a lesson from it. You handed them something that was worth $8, and the look on their faces nearly made you cry. You know, it was an unbelievable experience.
Oh, my goodness. We can't even imagine, but thank you so much for all the work that you do, not only in Canada for various causes, various charities, but certainly something like that as well. My goodness. Mike Bullard is coming to town. He's going to be arriving in Stratford for December 29th. So that's, right in between your Christmas and New Year's fun. Be sure to get tickets. You can go to bunkerstratford.com. That's the website. We'll share all the links on our social media and with mystratfordnow.com. Mike Bullard in for two shows, December 29th at The Bunker. It's a Yuck Yucks presentation. Get your tickets now. This is sure to sell out. Thanks so much, Mike. Absolute pleasure chatting with you.
You know what? I can't thank you enough, Jamie. Thank you very much. I can't believe I actually got an interview on FM. Usually it's AM.
Well, we used to be AM. There you go.
Congratulations on the promotion.